Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu ma yad'u bihi idha khafa nasan aw ghayrahum. The chapter on what dua to make when one fears people or something else. The chapter on what dua to make when one is fearing people or fearing something else. You know, when a person is out on journey, when a person is out on travel, especially in those times. In our times also you'll get many places, many rural areas, that assistance, help, contact is far away, it's dark, the roads are not so good. Especially in those days, you'd find that if a person is going out, now there's a danger that he may be attacked, his goods may be taken, that animal that he's traveling on will be taken, his life may also go. So that danger is also there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us a dua, that when a person is fearing, then what dua he must read? This dua is so powerful, inshallah, through the barakat of this dua, it will ward off all that this person is fearing whilst out in travel. So this is a very good dua, very powerful dua. Sometimes we read it loud in the morning so that we can learn it as a sabak. So let us see, inshallah, if we can learn this dua. It's a very powerful, very good dua. Which one of us doesn't have fear in today's times also? Everywhere we go, there's fear. Some hijacking, some shooting, some robbing, some looting. Some type of problem there is. Or if a person is fearing or he's suspecting fear, even not only from a robber, non-Muslim, from an enemy, even from a Muslim also, if he's fearing some harm, then also a person can read this dua. Sometimes a person gets some harm and some type of pain and hurt from a Muslim also. So for protection from that, Allah Ta'ala save me from that, person can read this dua. So this dua is a universal dua. It can be read whenever a person is experiencing any type of fear, any apprehension he got of any situation, then he should read this dua. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana idha khafa qawman qal, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa al-Nasai bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam feared any people, he would make this dua. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Simple dua. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. O Allah, we place you at their throats and we seek refuge from their evil. O Allah, we place you at their throats and we seek refuge from their evil. Here this word nuhur is used, which is the plural of nahar. Nahar. Nahar is the throat where we slaughter that animal. The upper part of the throat is called nahar. So, O Allah, we place you on the upper portion of the neck. In other words, O Allah, we are asking you to give us complete security from whatever we are fearing. We are putting you in that most crucial position of defending us, O Allah. And O Allah, we are asking you that you repel the evil away from whatever evil they have and what they have concealed in their hearts. So this is a very powerful dua. As Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, in his RBT, he mentions one incident. He says that at the time of the partition of India and Pakistan, there was a lot of rioting going on, a lot of killing going on. The condition was very, very difficult, especially in India. What was happening was that the Sikhs were killing the Muslims in big numbers. It was almost like how we had looting here. People were killing and robbing and looting. That type of setup it was there. So it was very dangerous. So there was a person by the name of Babu Ayyaz, Rahmatullah Ali. He was one of the old workers. He had a restaurant. As soon as you come out of the Banglewali Masjid in Nizamuddin, as soon as you come out of the masjid, that first restaurant that is there, that belonged to him. Now obviously it changed, the shape of it changed, etc. But at that time, that old setup, that was his restaurant. So what he would do is whoever was muqeem, those that were staying full time in the markaz, whatever they needed to buy, he would go out and he would buy whatever they needed and he would bring it for them. So this is what he would do as a khidmat. So at that time also, that crucial time, he was going out and he was getting the things. So on one occasion he was returning via horse and cart, and in that public transport, in that horse and cart, what had happened was there were some Sikhs that were with him, and they were threatening him all the time that we are going to kill you. We're going to kill you. So every time they told him that we are going to kill you, he replied, you all can't do anything to me. Every time they told him, you all can keep straight, with a straight face, they told him, you all can't do anything to me. So right up till they reached, every time they mentioned that, he gave this reply, right up till he came to the Markaz there, and then he came in, fearless, without any fear, comfortable. As you say, Zakaria Rahmatullah, he said, I asked him, but how you managed to do such a thing? Fearlessly, without any fear. So he said, I was continuously reading this dua. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. He said, I read this dua and I knew that nothing can happen to me, because this is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After mentioning this incident, as the Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri also explains, that when a person reads these duas with yaqeen, making amal on them, immediately the athar of that dua becomes apparent. So in person, that fear that comes in a person, that fear that normally would be in a person, automatically that fear is removed. So long as this dua is read with yaqeen, and it's read making amal upon it. In other words, what is required of a believer to do, what is required as far as amal, Allah Ta'ala will make that effect of the dua also take place. So duas are there are many duas that we are doing, but we must read these duas with yaqeen. We must have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must have yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala will accept these duas of ours, and then we will see the results. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.